We were going through the long Rashis. We finished all the Rashis, Baruch Hashem. But when we discussed each one, when Rashi was commenting on our calls, Rashi made a comment that the criterion, thank you, the criterion for the list is things that are exist by Gittin and Gedish Shtar Shukra, but they don't exist by what? They don't exist by Kedushin, correct. And the issue at hand was our kos, which we said is bad for Gedisha and Shtar Shukra, but is good for Shtar Kedushin. And the reason why we said that is because it's good because there were Jewish Eidim Asira there. Now, if you tell me that it's not going to be good, you're going to be mattering an Eish Asish to the world because it was good Kedushin. Because we said there were Jewish Eidim Asira there. So Taisus said, we haven't seen it inside, but we said outside Taisus that there's no Takala. Because even if they think they're married and they're not, then, you know, what are you worried about? So they'll have bia biznus, not out of wedlock, which is not the best thing in the world, certainly not the worst, not an HCC. So what is your concern? So that's why we said that our coast is really no problem at all, because the bottom line is there were Jewish Eidim Sira, and Lamaisa, if you rely on them, since they're Jewish Eidim Asira, there's really not a concern. And we said, that's why we said, Lafina Maskana, you're keeping the Eidim Asira. And that's the reason why there's no Psul, because of Jewish Eidim Asira. So there's nothing to be worried about, Halacha Lamaisa. And the Kedushin, since they're the Raisa of the Kodesh, is because of the Eidim Asira. If you say any Kedushin, man, if you apostle the Rabbanan, you're really messing yourself up, because you're matching an HSH. So we commented that Taisus said that there was no. Taisus basically said that there is no takala if they think Lamaisa that they were married. You know, if they think they're married, what are you worried about? There's no concern if they think they're married because they'll just be bia biznus. So we began. Let's get this with the Teres Gittin. So the Teres Gittin asks Akasha. He says Lafi Rasha. Let's talk about the case of Eid Kusi then. So what do we say by Eid Kusi? Let's hold cup now with this. It's flipped. What's it din by Eid Kusi? Yisrael, remember we said? What's it din by Eid Kusi? Eid Kusi, a Jewish guy, is good for what? I'm sorry, the Eid Kusi is not a Jew, is a Kusi. Hopefully he's Gary Ennis, right? But he's good for what? Good for getting Shtarkas, bad for Kedushin. So he's bad for Kedushin. So the Teres Gittin says, how could they make a Takana that is possible by Kedushin? Aren't you also matching an Eishis Islama? There's the same theory that you said for our calls should carry through to Eid Kusi, and it doesn't. So what is the Teres Gittin's answer? Teres Gittin's answer was that Dafka, they only make, where they make psulim in specific situations, then it's shy to say we're not going to pass them around. When you institutionalize that no matter what, in Eid Kusi, the Chamer Masakin, that he's possible for any type of testimony, except for Shtar Shikra and Gedisha, then that's not a problem. We assume that Sharp Suleidus are the Rabbanon and they're Apostle, and we Apostle them for Kedushin as well. So, you know, don't get all nervous about it and say that you're what? Stam willy nilly making a psul and passing someone only the Rabbanon, you're matching the Ishish. We institutionalize this is the din we believe in, and we assume that it's Apostle and Rabbanon. So, there's no concern about that. Halacha Lamaisa. We're not worried about that. If you institutionalize it, you're not going to have that problem that the Rabbanon are matching the Eishis Alma. Mid-Rabbanon, they said it's possible. It's kind of like any time you have a Kedusha with a gambler. A gambler is, let's say, Apostle Eidus Mid-Rabbanon, in a situation as a professional gambler, let's say. What do we say? Oh, you're matching an Eishis Alma? No, we say that if you hold like the Shita that it's not a good Kedusha, the Rabbanon were mafkiyid. Based on what? Afkinu. You know, we do that all the time. That's why, you know, I told you of Kalevsky's Zatzal asked me. I don't know if I told you guys. I was at Eid Ksuba for a friend of mine when he was 19 years old guy getting married. I was 18, and he asked my friend and I, do we gamble? I said, I don't gamble. My friend said he does. He said, I can't let you be an Eid Ksuba unless you're mekabelin upon yourself to stop gambling. And he said he would, so he let him be an Eid. So, I hope so. But that's why when you guys get married, you should make sure you don't have a friend that's you shouldn't have any friends that are gambling. And if you do, you got to stop them.
Well, what's considered a gambler versus someone gambling?
Well, according to the Machaber, anytime you gamble occasionally, it pulses you latest. According to the Ramon, if you're a professional guy. But the truth of the matter is, we were machadish, you were breaking a gzeirah. I don't know if that'll make you pasul eidus, but you cannot gamble. Even according to the Ramah, it might not make you pasul eidus unless you're a professional, but you're still doing an issur derabanan anytime anyone engages in gambling.
Like even if it's once in your life, so I'm sure most people have.
You gotta do tshuva. You do tshuva for that.
Is there a tshuva that says that the das of your gambling is that you're just spending the money anyway, it's not considered gambling?
No, you can't engage in the gaming theory. Anytime you engage in the game, that was a gzeirah.
Did you not spend money?
Yes, even if you lose. It's a gzeirah mishum kubi. It's a gzeirah mishum kubi. It's a very enticing concept. So it's a Gemara in Shabbos. Daf kuf mem ches. They asked it even during the weekday. What do you mean even during the weekday? Gemara says, if I have two balabatim over, I can't see whoever gets to our house first from Shabbos for lunch, I'll give them two portions to children. Because I'm making that game out of it. And that might lead them to gamble. So Gemara says they asked it even during the chol. Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Ches. Yes, Oren. No, no, it's not. It was done on the Gemara's case was on Shabbos, but they asked it even Mishum Chol. Yeah. Yes, go ahead, Oren. What do you say?
If Rebbe's friend started gambling again, would Lema Freya, everything would still be good?
No, because he did Shuva and he was okay. But if he engages again, it's a problem. I don't think I ever told you, there was a guy when I was in Smicha that got involved with gambling. He was with a bookie every night. He dropped out of Smicha. I don't know what happened to him since.
Wow.
Really, it's terrible. Owed the guy a lot of money. It's terrible. No, he could do tshuva, it's fine, but it's not a problem going forward.
No, but it's going...
It's not
going
to be in the Mafreya, because he did tshuva, he was sincere.
No, if he did engage...
Again?
Yeah.
It's not going to be my friend. That's what I'm saying. Until that point, he had done tshuva.
Then what's going to happen?
Then he can't be on subsequent conditions.
But what happens if nothing happens?
Not a problem. If he did tshuva, it's fine. He did tshuva. He did tshuva. So the Rav of Kolevsky's house, Rosh Yeshiva near Israel, he said he would let him. So he did a legitimate tshuva. Then later on, it doesn't make him puzzle, my friend. Yeah. Go ahead. Quickly, Jonathan.
Yeah. So what would happen with the thing that Remy was talking about, if someone comes first to get double chon, is that possible anything?
No, but it's a problem. I'm not allowed to do that.
Right.
Because I'm training them to gain.
Yeah.
So that's okay. A problem.
And also, let's say, like, for someone's 18th birthday, someone got them a lottery ticket. I didn't buy it or anything.
Yeah, you shouldn't do lottery based on what we said. You shouldn't buy lottery tickets.
No. I'm saying if I was given one, I didn't even
shouldn't
like think
it. Shouldn't take it. Shouldn't accept it. Give it back to him.
But no, but I'm saying if it happened in the past.
Okay, so you did tshuva. You did tshuva. Say tshuva every day to Hashem. I don't think you should buy lottery tickets. Okay?
No.
I don't think you should. Okay, we're getting off topic here, guys. But we got a lot to do because I want to finish. Tell you something. If we don't, we'll have to finish Sunday. And we'll start Chazorah Monday. Quickly, Oren. Yeah, go ahead. Guys, quickly, Oren. Go ahead. Yeah, I don't think it's proper to do those things. But we do it with the kids in the shul. But to have a casino night at the shul, I don't think it's right.
I don't.
Everyone does it.
I know.
Everyone does it. Rosh Bar writes you shouldn't do it. You should not raise tzedakah through gambling.
What about us? Are we supposed to not call that survey then? Because we'd be entering into the raffle?
Yeah, I don't think it's us, sir. But he says in general you shouldn't raise it. You shouldn't raise. I don't like these poker nights or casino nights. I don't allow that in the shul. Okay? Yes, Binyamin. Go ahead.
The case of the tunnel thing seems very similar to like what the Kohanim used to do for the Mitzvah.
That was just lots, how they divided it up. That wasn't gambling.
That wasn't gambling.
That was just a way to divide it up. That was just choosing sticks. I can't hear you.
No,
that was bad. Guy got killed. Mercer's a new one. That's why they didn't race on purpose. They were just involved in doing the mitzvah. Okay. All right. Let's bring it back now to the following. The Tais HaRosh, we left it with, we said institutionalize. The reason why we got onto this, because if you institutionalize someone's Bosel Rabbanan, that's fine. So Tais HaRosh has the same kasha as the Torah Skidin. Tais HaRosh is a Rishon, we know. All the Chachmei HaSor Rishonim, Echronim, what does he ask? He says, I also ask about Eid Kusi. He says, about Eid Kusi, should also be Paul. How do you do that? How do you Bosel Rabbanan? Aren't you Matri Neshi Yisla'alma? So they say an answer. that Binyamin and Aryeh pointed out, Lemaisa, I told him to look inside, Upirish are Ramoshim Ibra. Imkain, Heiki Paslilu Nin Kirusha Sharin Yesh Islam, like we just said, Baruch Hashem. Upirish are Ramoshim Ibra. Dada Edi Kirusha Lesim Kirusha Hainalin in Zeh, to beget Davka Chad Kosher, Ashnaim Sulim, Ube Kirusha Afilu Shnaim Kshem, Kim Kshem in Atayr. So listen to this carefully now. We said that Edom have to sign in front of one another. Edom of a get. If they sign on a get with the Kusi, they must think the Kusi's firm and he's a good guy. Yes? That's why the Kusi is good for what? Good for getting. Because they all have to sign together. By Kedushin, they don't have to sign together. And therefore what? An Ed Kusi on Kedushin is possible. Is that correct? Now what happens when you talk about two Edom? What happens when you have two Edi Kusim on a get? What's the din? They are what? They're apostle. Why? Because no one checked that they were good. We can't rely on anyone. Is that correct? There's no yid that signed with them. What about 280 by Kedushin? What would you say? I would think they're going to be apostle too, yes?
Why not?
I would think they're apostle too. So what does he come along and say? Ramoshim Ibra. He says an Eid Kusi does not exist by Kedushin. Meaning what, Aryeh? What does that mean? The beget davka kosher shnaim is psulim, but by Kedushin even shnaim are ksherim. Why are shnaim ksherim? You tell me. Go ahead, Aryeh. Midiraisa, they are kosher. Why are midiraisa they're kosher? Because why? Because we assume they are from. I mean, and we're chayshet that they're fakers, but minatari, they really are from. So by Kedushin, what we usually, he's saying two are kosher. So therefore, what's his answer? His answer is that what? The Kavanas of Gemara is that eight kusi leisa b'kedushin legabe what? Legabe what? What does it mean eight kusi leisa b'kedushin? Legabe what? One and what? One and two or what? Or legabe one what? Legabe one is what? The kedusha afilu shnayim are ksherim. I can't hear you.
It's basically saying that eight, then there is no.
By kedushin, one eight is possible. Two guys are what?
No, by kedushin, one is also.
No, one is also. The
one
is
also. He's saying by kedushin, it's always. There's no din of eight kusi by kedushin. It's just always kosher. By get and shikhar, there's a din of eight kusi in that you're only allowed one, not two. By kedushin, there is no din. It's just that they're always.
He's
kosher.
Always kosher.
Yeah.
So we always thought. So that's what I'm trying to say to you, is that we always thought. And follow this, that by our calls, a get Ishan Strachrucher is bad, Shar Staris are what? Kedushin are good, yes? By Eid Kusi, it's flipped, yes? What do you mean it's flipped by Eid Kusi? By Eid Kusi, you listen to me? Get Ishan Strachrucher is what? Is good, Kedushin is bad. Now you're telling me that what? Now you're telling me it's the other way around? Now you're telling me that by Eid Kusi, one guy, by get, at Eid Kusi is good, two guys are what? Two guys are bad, but by Kedushin, it's always good. That's what you're saying to me? That's a completely different shot in the Gemara then.
Yeah.
It's a completely different shot in the Gemara. Because what we were saying, you following me this, Eliezer? What we've been saying all along is what I said is Barakos, get Ishan Strachrucher is bad, Shtar Kedushin, Shtar Strachrucher is good. Whereas by Kusi, it's flipped. By get Ishan, by Shtar Shikhar, what do we say? We said we rely on them because people sign on them and they're going to be what? They're going to be truthful. Whereas by Kedushin, they don't have to sign together and therefore it's what? And therefore it's going to be what? Bad. Yes? Now you're saying the Ramosha Mibra is looking at from it from a Deraisa perspective. Is that correct? And from a Deraisa perspective, what are we saying? In a Kusi by one Yid, one Kusi by Get and Ishastark is good. Two are bad because you have no insurance that they're good. Yes? You follow what I'm saying? One guy is what? One guy is good, even Midrabanan by Gedi Starship. Even Midrabanan is good, because your insurance is good. But two, we have no insurance. What are you going to say by Kedushin? They don't sign together. Why all of a sudden, by Kedushin, you only look at a Deraisa level? Why did they apostle at Midrabanan?
The same issue that we were saying by...
I don't understand. Rav Moshe Ibra is looking at from a Deraisa perspective or a Midrabanan perspective?
Same issue of our codes.
No, I'm saying to you, following, are you, if you're in a mass, is he looking at it from a Deraisa perspective or a Derabana perspective? Plain and simple, Ramayshim Ibra.
It has to be Derabana, because the Bryce is only talking about, right?
What do you mean? The Gemara threw out that criteria. The Gemara said throughout that criteria. We're going to talk about whether it sticks or not. We have to talk about whether that sticks or not, because some say it sticks. So Machlokes Pinyoshua and the Marsha, whether that sticks.
I'll tell you what.
No, they have a Machlokes where the Leisa Bishtara sticks, but not Psul
Derabanan. I'll tell you what has to be from a Derabanan perspective, because even Derabanan's perspective, what's the difference between a day, a kusi on a Derabanan level on between Get and Kiddushin?
There is none.
Right. Therefore, it must be
Derabanan. So you tell me why 2 8 Kiddushin. Two kusim by kedushin are kosher min haTorah and the Rabbanan. That's what you're saying to me, no?
It's the same.
Why are they kosher min haTorah according to Moshe Mibra?
Because if your kasha is, how can the Rabbanan possibly eat a kusi? Because I'm not your Asian fish from their eyes. So the answer is they don't possibly eat kusi and they're not your Asian fish. It has to work in the Rabbanan, because if it doesn't work, then they would be modern Asian fish.
So what does he mean when he says that there are two Adim Ksherim?
It means
they didn't passel at mid Rabbanan.
Yeah.
And the only time they passel the Rabbanan was by get.
Because by
get there's an insurance policy that you can assume that what? That you can assume there's another guy that's kosher, that's good. And by Kedushin we don't have that insurance policy, but we don't care. Why don't we care?
Well, it's not that we don't care, it's that we can't passel it because then you're being mocked, you're using their eyes.
So we'll let it go.
We have to let it.
We'll let it go and we'll hope that the guy's kosher. That's what you're saying.
It's the same svara we use for our kos.
Why is it the same svara from our kos?
Because for our kos, we said that the our kos for kedushin, midoraisa, it's going to work. So therefore, the rabbanon, they're going to be able to just throw away a midoraisa kedushin.
Right.
And we said, yeah, they can, and they're not going to throw away. So therefore, we're going to matir kedushin by our kos.
Worst
case. Same opinion of kusi. A kusi on the raisa level, they're going to say it's a kosher marriage.
Right.
So therefore, the rabbanon are going to uproot a kosher marriage from the raisa, and we say no, they won't. They're not going to. And if the worst thing happens, that they're not actually that they.
So they'll think they're married, even though they're single.
It's the same svara. It's the exact same svara.
Worst case scenario, we accept them as they're living mizmos. Worst case scenario, we reject it as eish v'ish.
So lamaisa, what brought this all up? To summarize this, is the following: is that when we talk about our kos, Rashi mentioned this svara that, you know what? Since they're Jewish Eidim Asira, Lamaisa, when it comes to Gedishin Shtar Shichur, it's bad, right? But as it comes to Shtar Kedushin, it's good, right? Why don't we passel at Midra Bonon? Why don't we passel at Midra Bonon? Lamaisa, because what's the problem, Maisa? Behold, it's not kedushin mitzvah. We're going to matir neshishis la'alma. So therefore, we have no right to say that. So we're going to say by kedushin, it's going to be what? It's going to remain good. We don't want to matir neshishis. Yes, our kos, we allow shtar shichur to get isha, and by our kos, we possibly get isha and shtar shichur, but by kedushin, we allow it. Well, why we allow it? Because we assume it's good, and we're not going to come along and possible it. Rabbanu Matan Eishes Islam. Okay, fine. That's a beautiful theory. So what do you do by Eid Kusi? Eid Kusi, that's what we did. By Eid Kusi, basically what? We allow it by Get Eishes Shtar Shichur, but we don't allow it by Get Kedusha. We possibled it. So either you say it was institutionalized. That's one answer. Another answer is to say, like Ramosha Me'ibra, that what? That what? That he's stressing with two Eidim, that what?
That it is allowed.
It is allowed, and therefore, if it is allowed, in other words, we're not going to matter an HCC Shlalma. So therefore, we have no choice, but we're just going to allow it. We're just going to hope everything's fine. And if it's not fine, so what? They think they're married, and there's no big deal, Lamaisa. So that's what he means to say. Okay, fine. All right. Let's take this a step further then. So the Ramban, quoted by the Avnei Milum in Siman Lamed of Kornalef, asks on Rashi, the Kedushin, you could be Misakin a Chumrah. What could be the Chumrah? What happens if you marry another guy? Let's get this down. What happens if you Makadish another guy? Why aren't we Chosh to both Kedushins? Why aren't we Chosh to both Kedushins? You could be Misakin a Chumrah by what? You could be Misakin a Chumrah by our Kos. What could be the Chumrah by our Kos? By Kedushin, it's bad, but by Kedushin, we said it's what? It's good, right? Why do we say it's good? Because we don't want to match an Ishish Lama. But Lamaisa, we could do a chumrah that if she's Mekadesh another guy, maybe we should be choshish to that other Kedushin. You follow me? There is a possibility of coming up with a chumrah by Kedushin. And if she marries another guy, Binyamin, you should be machmir by both. And don't be so confident and say that what? That, you know, we assume it's a good kedushin, and, oh, if it's not, what's the big deal? I'll tell you the big deal. Let's say she married another guy. She married another guy, you should have a, you should require a get from both. So what's the answer to that kasha? What's the answer to that kasha? Let's get that down. That's what Ramban asks. That's what the Ramban asks on Rashi. The Avni Malum quotes from the Ramban. So what's the answer? There's no need to make that takana. Because what's the whole shash? You're going to come rely on them, and Mekedusha, what happens if you come rely on them? What's going to happen, Mekedusha, you're going to come rely on them? You're not matering an Isser, you're osering a mutter. It's like the Svar of Tysus. You see from the Ramban, he's learning Rashi and Tysus are not arguing at all. You see from Rashi and Tysus are not arguing at all. Again, you could have made a Chumrah by Kedusha. What could have been the Chumrah? The Chumrah could have been if she married another guy, you have to be kosher for that other Kedusha. You follow me? So you should require a get from both. So how do you get out of that? So what's the answer to that? The answer to that is that what? What's going to happen? There's no need to make that takana because the whole shash is maybe you rely on them. And what's going to happen if you rely on them? What's going to happen if you rely on them? Lamais in the Arkos. In Kedusha, if you come to rely on them, you're not matering what? An Isser. You're ossering someone that's what? That's mutter. How are you ossering someone that's mutter? That's like the Svar of Tysus, Lamaisa. What was Tysus' Svar? There's no takal if you rely on them because they'll think they're gonna they're what? They'll think they're married. So if they think they're married, so fine. So they'll think they're married when they're really single. So the same thing here. What are you gonna do? You're gonna come rely on them. If you come to rely on them, you're not mattering what? In Isser, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're ossering a mutter. Why are you asking a mutter? Why is there no need to misakin that we're chayshis for both kedushins? You guys tell me. Arya, what do you say? Binyamin. You follow me? Why are we chayshis for both? Yisrael, why are we chayshis for both? So he says there's no need to misakin that. Because the whole shash is you might rely on that. And kedushin, if you come to rely on them, you're not mattering in Isser. You're thinking that you're married. You're not mattering in Isser. You're asking something that's mutter. How is that? That's not true. You have to be chayish for both kedushas. How does that answer the kasha? You follow what I'm saying? Let's say it again. The Ramban is quoted the Avnum, he asks on Rashi. There is an appropriate chumrah you could say by kedusha and by the arkos. What is the appropriate chumrah you could make? You could say if she married another guy, we have to be chayish for both kedushas. If she married another guy, you should be chayish for both kedushas and you should require a get from both. There is a possibility of being misak and a chumra. Not matching Nishish Islam, but just say, if she married another guy, I would have answered that. Why would she marry another guy? She thinks she's married. No.
Right.
No, that's what I would say. Is that what he's saying?
The question is,
he says, Atirat Shekan Ein Sarach Lasakin. Listen to this. The Cholach Shashem Yavo Lismoch Aleim. The whole concern is you're going to come rely on them. Ubekadushin Yavo Lismoch Aleim. Ein Atah Matar in Isser. You're not mattering in Isser, El Oser Amutter. So if you come to rely on them, then what? Then what? Then she's going to think she's married to two guys? I don't get how that answers that problem. Why don't you have to make that takana that we can be machmer because if she's mekadesh another person, we should be chayish le kedushas shneim.
Someone who's intentionally marrying two people, I don't think they're so worried about this.
They're not worried about it. You mean it's never gonna come up, you're saying.
If we tell her you're married,
yes,
and then she marries someone else,
that means we're dealing with Rishonim, so we're not dealing with such a person, you're saying. So you're saying the whole scenario doesn't come up. If they think they're married, they're not gonna go. So that's what I was saying. If they think they're married, they're not gonna go out and marry another person. So what are you worried about?
I think that's what you gotta say. If the case does happen and it was because they weren't from, whatever it is.
We're dealing with Rishonim, you're saying.
Okay, so give gidden for both marriages.
Right. But it's no concern, you're saying, because you're not matching this, you're just osering Lamaisa so what's really mutter. Because they're really what? They're really single, and she really could get married, and you're ossering something that's mutter. Mm-hmm. So what's the big deal of ossering something mutter? But the upshot is that there's no machlekes Rashi Tosfos here. That's what I want to bring out. Okay? Yes, Elias, what are we going to say?
May not be understanding fully this last shot that we were saying.
Yeah.
I think Rashi says this also, but Tosfos says that when we said that 80 kusim like to have no, we don't rely upon them for the testimony for Gittin, I mean for Kiddushin, right?
for getting in Shtarshich, we rely on them, not for Kedushin.
Right, not for Kedushin.
Right.
So if we don't rely upon them, unless the woman doesn't know that it's Eidei Kusin.
Right, but this last Nekuda, we're talking about our calls. That's what I'm saying.
Right, no,
we're talking about our calls.
Beforehand, like when we were talking about Eidei Kusin.
Before we only brought in Kusin to say, why do you Pasul the Rabbanan? That's why.
Right.
That was only the Nekuda we had on. Why aren't you worried about Pasul the Rabbanan? Matri Neshish La'alma. Because that's institutionalized, we said. Either that's institutionalized, or you say like the Taisa Rosh, the Shem Moshe Mi'ibra, that what? What do you say? What do we say at Kondor Moshe Mi'ibra, that what? That always with what? With two Adim, what do you want to say, Arya? That it's always what? With Ramosh Mi'ibra, that what? That it's always what?
Like,
it's always kosher. Why is it always kosher? But how do you read the Gemara then?
You read the Gemara and you say,
I thought the Gemara said about get kusi shtar shichrer at a get isha the kusi is good,
right,
but by kedushin,
but only one, two.
What do you say?
Only one
is good, but by shtar kedushin two is good.
He says a few.
It's even better, you mean?
A few.
What do you say?
He
says
a,
and therefore what?
Therefore one.
Meaning that din of pasulus that applies to what?
The idea of it being mutter from
that din of pasul that applies to two aidim by get does not apply to kedushin. So it's a whole way. It's a whole new way to read the Gemara.
Yeah.
When it's not aid kusi, it's shnei aidim.
Mm-hmm.
Shnei aidim. Now, what's the lashon of the Mishnah? What's the lashon of the Mishnah in Yunam and Beis? Doesn't it say aid kusi?
Yeah, it says aid kusi.
I think it says aid kusi, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It says. Kol Ashtarzim with Kohos? Now, where's the Mishnah by Eid Kusi? No, it's Yunam Anav, the next one. It says Eid Kusi. It does say Eid Kusi.
Yeah.
It does say one. It does say one. It doesn't say two. So you say you have to read Eid as Eidim, you're saying.
No, read it as Eid. You read it as Eid. Because again, that's get.
I hear you.
You know how that Shtar and Kedushin are.
You're saying get Isha with one Eid is good. But understand,
I would even say Shtar Matana with any amount of Eidim is possible. And it's only Shtar Kedushin that's Ramosha and Me'ibra would have to say. You have to read in the.
You're only talking about Kedushin as opposed to Shtar Staris, you mean?
I would have.
That's referring to only Shtar Staris.
There's three categories, rather.
Yes, okay, I hear you. If you want to say the three categories, get Isha, Shtar Shichur, there's Kedushin, and then there's Shtar Staris.
Right.
So by Kedushin, one and two are good.
Mm-hmm.
By Gedisha, one is good. And by Mominus, they're all bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I hear you. Are you saying good?
I think you have to say that in the Mishnah.
Okay.
All
right. I think you're saying good. And then you're saying the next Mishnah is going comparing Gedisha as opposed to Shtar Staris. Kedusha is not even on the map, you're saying.
Right.
Okay, good. And this whole criterion was for the list of the brides on Tesamon Aleph. Okay, good. All right, you're saying good. That's a shot. Okay, good. Excellent, guys. Let's go now, Viter. Okay, let's go right through the top tesis. Let's go. Okay, Nate, you ready with the Gemara Yavamis? Say it over for us all when we get to it. You ready? Let's go. Who's reading the tesis? Yisrael, let's go. Come on, let's go. Test them out. You them off on the top. Come on, guys. We worked through that. Very good. Okay, we worked through that Gemara. Let's go. Top tesis. Let's go, Yisrael. Go ahead. You them an
Aleph.
Go ahead. So what's he saying in the beginning?
So all this zero molech maybe is because it forget is because we're worried about aguna.
All these dinim don't exist by kedushin. Correct.
It's only by get.
Correct.
Khan,
and we know there's an aguna problem by shtar shichur. Okay, we said that already. Let's talk about marriage. About Khan.
About Khan in Tirsa lo tekabel kedushin.
Wait, so what's he saying in Tirtza Lo Tekabel Kedushin? In other words, what are you worried about? What are you worried about? You're worried about the Shtar Kedushin not being Mekuyim? Right? So what's the din? Then she won't know if she's married or not. So what's the concern? Then don't accept it, lady. Don't accept the Shtar Kedushin. I mean, what's the big deal? It's not an issue of Iguna. She doesn't want to accept it. She doesn't want to accept it. She doesn't want to accept it because it's not Mekuyim. And if she accepts it, the Rabbanan don't have to worry about it. Her takana. If it's not Mekuyim, the Rabbanan have to worry. She's the one who accepted it herself. No? Does anyone follow that svara? Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you? Get is Baal Korcha. Kedushin is not. So you know what? She didn't have to accept the Kedushin. She wanted to accept the Shtar Tzlam HaKuyim. That was her choice. But Lamai, so we're not going to make any takanas. We're not going to be choshes any takanas. So that's number one case. Go ahead. Number two. Eid Kusi. Go ahead. The Eid Kusi.
The Eid Kusi lo shayach the Kedushin.
Such shayach the concern of Kedushin. Go ahead. The what? The beget.
The beget who the makshirim.
We only allow Eid Kusi by a get. Why? Ukedil Kaman, like it says in Yunim Beis. Go ahead. They have to sign in front of one another, and if they sign with a kusi, it must be he's a frum guy. Otherwise, you don't sign with a guy you're not frum. So, gzera mishum kuchem. Go ahead.
The ilav de kusi haver.
Haver. If he wasn't for the fact he's a tamachachem, haver means a good guy. Shomer Shabbos. Go ahead. Lo haver what?
Lo haver mechasim le mechak.
He wouldn't have let the guy sign in front of him, right? You know, why do I say in front of him? Because obviously, you know, maisa, that's usually, you know who you're signing with when you see him actually sign. You never know until it's written on the paper. Yes? You never know what's written on the paper if you actually signed it. So if a guy signed it there, you wouldn't sign a second. Hey, get someone else. I'm not comfortable. So the fact you did shows you hold he's a good guy. What about by Kedushin? Aval. Go ahead. Aval what? Yeah, there's no insurance policy. Go ahead. So therefore, it's Loshayev. You can't make a gzer mishum kuchem. You know what kuchem is. Everyone, what does kuchem mean? We know what the din is. You say in front of 10 guys, write the get to his wife, right? He writes, everyone signs it. And they all have to be together. They don't sign at all, it's possible. Because he's mocked, but he says he wants all 10 there. He wants them all 10 signing. So Lamaisa, the Misakin, even if he doesn't say kuchem, everyone's got to be the Bishas Chassim. Go ahead. Okay, so by get we have the gzeira. Go ahead, vim chasmu what? And if they sign without, we're not in front of one another. Go ahead. If you sign them not in front of one another by get, we're kosher after two guys sign it and they give it over to the woman. Go ahead. Actually, he takes out the vav, the Beris Moshe. He says you knew. You give it to the woman. Go ahead, with Tisbor. What's the Tisbor, Nate?
She'll think.
Go ahead, excellent. She thinks it's fine. The two guys sign it. It's a beautiful get. Go ahead. She thinks she's divorced. She's so happy now because she couldn't stand the guy now. She's divorced. Go ahead. And she's going ahead to Telech. And really, this get's not a good get. And he's mocked by that he wanted all 10 signing on. Turns out she's Nate. She's the Yotzei Lashuka. It's a terrible thing. So the Femen Exera, that by every single case, the Maisa, anytime anyone has to sign, they have to be fine and sign in front of people because Exera Mishum Kuchen. Aval.
Aval be Kedushin in Lakush in this march,
but the Kedushin, they never made such Exera because even if the Baal did say he wants 10 people signed in Star Kedushin, only 2 signed, what do you worry about? Ain Lakush what? Go ahead. No, Ain Lachush, go back. Ababa Kedushin, Ain Lachush. What are you worried about if she thinks she's married? She's not married, so what's the big deal? Go ahead. Vahalo what? It's very uncommon that by Kedushin there'll be Nisrei Shishish, Ayide what? She what? That the first guy what? She accept Kedushin from a star that was possible, yes? You follow me? She accepted Kedushin from a guard that was possible. 10 guys didn't sign on, only 2. Go ahead. There's this very uncommon that what? There'll be an Isser what? That the fact that she was Makadish Bishtar puzzle to Kabbal Kedushin Me'achar, then she'll go ahead and accept Kedushin from someone else. Go ahead. V'kevin what?
V'kevin Shesvura Aliyos Mekadeshes.
And then she thinks she was married to the first guy, right?
Right.
So in other words, why would she do that? Right. Why would she do that? She thought she was married to the first guy. She doesn't know that the star was possible. So one second. She didn't think the star was possible, and the Kedusha Sheni would be what? Wouldn't work, right? Because she still thinks she's by the first guy. Now, Libet Emes, she's really what? She's really usher the first guy because of what? Ashishish, she's really married to the second guy, right?
I think it's saying that
we're not concerned about that. Why not? Because it's uncommon that she's going to Makabel Kedushin from a Rishon and then go to a second guy, like Nate just said. We're not worried about that whole Chagadja, right? He's saying, if you want to ask me if I could come up with this, I could come up with it, like I just did. But I'm not practically concerned it's ever going to happen. Because why, if she got kedushin from the first guy and she thought it was good, would she accept kedushin from the second guy? Which in reality, I'll be Allah, because the second one's good and the first one's bad. Right? That's never going to come up. Because why would she do that? Go ahead. So that's why he says lo shichah. Now, as I mentioned yesterday in Shir, which we're going to get to, I saw an answer. Remember I was so bothered by it by Shtar Shichur? Shtar Shichur is the same thing as Gedisha. The Gzeri Mishum Kulchem you make by what? You're assuming the Gzeri Mishum applies to Shtar Shichur. Why would you do that? So, Arya said yesterday, Rebbe, maybe there's a model like law on a DRS level. We'll get to it. Similar to what you wanted to say. Yes, go ahead, Binyamin, real quick. Go ahead.
In any case that we're saying, bring a case of Eishes Eishah, I'll bring a case of any Isser.
Yes.
We're assuming that the person is doing it and they don't know that they're doing an Isser. I can bring up any case where I say, someone is actively trying to do the Isser, it's going to be an issue. It's not that it's an uncommon case. That there's no such thing as bringing a case where someone's actively trying to do an Isser. You can't say this woman's going to be Mekadesh one.
She's never actively trying to do an Isser.
Unless she knows the Zodiac and she knows that, like, really, I'm not married because he's a Kusi.
There's Binyamin saying good. I think Binyamin's saying good. You hear what he's saying, guys? Binyamin's saying good. He's saying, Rebbe, why would a woman ever do this? Why does I think that's what Tyson means. Why can't you say no? Tyson's saying that's the reason why it's lo shichah. You're bringing that out. That's kufa what Tyson's saying. You're saying good. It's uncommon because of that. It's been common
it's
because
not
of that.
It's an issue of comment. It's an issue of that we don't deal with cases of people actively trying to be very certain.
No,
it's not that.
That's the reason why it's uncommon.
She wouldn't.
That's kufa the reason. She would not do that because she's a summer term mitzvah. Okay, you're saying good. Everyone's saying good. You're bringing it out. Okay, good. But I want you just to know that the Gzeir Mishum Kulchem were equated to Shtar Shichur. Okay, next one. So we covered what? We covered B'fanei Nechtav. That doesn't apply to Kedushin. Now we covered what? Yes? We covered Kusi. Now we go to our cults. Go ahead. Let's get it, guys. Go ahead. You're doing a great job, Yisrael. Everyone's saying good. Proud of you guys. Okay? Mayor, please, let's focus. Okay? Everyone's focusing on this. Very good. So you have to take this. Every shoe you got a step at a time, but this is really a step at a time. Go ahead. Again, what?
Again, our calls.
We're coming to the Gemara Nivam soon. You better be ready. Go ahead. Again, what? We're in our calls. Go ahead. Our calls by Kedushin is not a problem. Why not? What do you mean? There's Jewish Edom Asira. So therefore, what? It's good. Go ahead. Kasher.
Afalpi.
Maybe they won't show up, they didn't miss you, and rely on them. Why aren't I worried about that? Go ahead. It's not going to lead to a big deal, because what are they going to think? Let's say they end up relying on the goyim. So they're not married. So they think they're married. So they're having b'yavisnos. Okay, it's not the greatest thing in the world, but it's not ish. Same thing like you said. Go ahead. Kid a perashu, like you said by Eid Kusi. It was the same swara we said by Eid Kusi. The same swara. What are you worried about? There's nothing to worry about. Okay? Excellent. Now he comes out with a new kasha. This could have been a separate tesis, you know. You notice that? I want you to be in tune with that. A lot of times tesis starts a new topic. Could have been a separate tesis. But it's all the same tesis. Go ahead. Because he's talking about the list. He's trying to be massive. Go ahead. Vim Tomar. What about the concept of a date? Go ahead. Exactly. Both of them, Gedisha Shtar Shichur, needs a date. Why do we know that? How do we know that? What's the Mishnah saying, Pevav? We learned it. So Shikim Sulim Gilman Bezer quotes it with Pevav. Get Chain Lo Alav's Man. Puzzle. It's Puzzle in Rabbanan. The Feirish. Right? And how do we know that what? Tais brings a raya that Shechurir Avonim also needs his man. Go ahead, Ekar Arminin. It says in Perek Arba Achin in Yevamis. Go ahead. The Gemara is a Shiloh. What's a Shiloh? Let me say it already in the background. Gemara says over there in Yevamis, why don't you need his man and start Kedushin? So Gemara answers like this. The Gemara says, by Kedushin, there are people that get married with Kesef. There are people that get married with Star. Yes? There are people that get married with Kesef. There are people that get married with Star. Therefore, they weren't Misak and Isman. They didn't want a uniform because not everyone what? Not everyone's Mekadosh the Shtar. People are Mekadosh the Zman. And nowadays, Nate, how are people Mekadosh? Only with Kesef. Excellent. Ring is Kesef. Taisis Grish Dafir, he owes you a diamond. She might think it's 10 grand. The diamond, 10,000, is really 5. She wouldn't agree to get married. So you use only flat gold. You don't engrave it even. Engraving elevates it. Maybe she thinks it's worth 1,000. It's really what? Worth only 500. So you do flat gold or flat platinum, whatever it is, white gold, whatever you want to use. Okay? So that's why they made no uniform Zman by Shtar Kedushin. Okay? But the Gemara asks Akasha, go ahead. And then we're going to, then I'm going to call on you, Nate, you say it over. Go ahead. The how what? Well, the Gemara asks Akasha, you can't give that answer that some get married with Kesef, some give a Shtar. So therefore, we don't make a Zman. Why? Because why? The Avda and Evid, go ahead, Ika what?
The Ika, the Kani Bekaspa, the Ika, the Kani Bestara.
Oh, there are guys that what? That get married with, that buy an Evid Kani with Kesef. There are guys that buy an Evid with a Shtar. And nevertheless, Tikkun what?
Tikkun, the Tikkun Rabbanan Zman.
And they were Misakin Zman by Shtar Shikhur. Right? They were misaking it. Therefore, you see what? And we're definitely talking about what? Bechreach what? Be what? Shichur avadim. Yes? Not like Rashi says over there, we're talking about what? Velokimo.
Eri velokimo shaper sham, because first star mechiras evid.
Rashi's talking about selling an evid over there, not freeing an evid.
Right.
It's not talking about that, Lamaisa. Okay? If it was talking about that, you had no riot. Go ahead to what? Deem Cain. Why would the Gemara ask Akasha from selling an Evid? Let it ask from Karkos, Staros of Mekachomemkar, that even though people buy with Kesef and people buy with Star, nevertheless you write Zman. Since the Gemara did not ask from Karkos, it shows it's not talking about what? Selling an Evid. But rather, what's it talking about? Freeing an Evid. And freeing an Evid, they're a Misakin Zman in order to know what? Why do you need a Misakin Zman for the date? Know when he's also to a Shifcha Knanis, Bas Yisrael. V'od, go ahead. Furthermore, he points out. Go ahead. That star is not possible when there's no Zman by selling an Evid. Doesn't make it possible to what? They're the only Misakin Zman. Ella what? They were only Misakin Zman. They weren't Misakin Zman to write in that case of selling an Evid. What's the concern? What do we write a Zman in a date for? In a get? Because of what? The Basachoso? If he married his niece? And then she was Mizana or Peiris. Rabbi Yochanan says you might, if the niece was Mizana, he doesn't want her to get killed, even though she's upset with her, doesn't want her to get killed, or Peiris. She's going to rip off, he's going to rip off Peiris. Yes? So we want, Rabbi Yochanan was Shemi Abbasachal, so Rish Lakish was Peiris. Excellent guys. Bechol Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, what daf? You zayin him an aleph. There's no concern with that with selling an Evan. Ella, what must be Ella Mucha? Ella, what's it talking about? What? Mishtar, what? Star Shikharari. Excellent. Shenifso, what? Kamo. So let's summarize the kasha. Okay, and then we're going to call on you, Nate. Let's summarize the kasha. That's all one big kasha. Frank Tyson, why is mine not on the list? Shloshe dinim, they're equal what? Corner Chamim, or Reblazer, 3, 4. Corner Meir, yes? Third Tana flouting out there. Who said it was the third Tana? Tyson, the bottom Tyson, Tessim and Bez. The last Tyson there. Remember we said that yesterday?
Yeah.
The bottom Tyson. Right? Frektatisis, Zman should be on the list, Usher. Why is Zman not on the list? And how do I know that? How do I know that a Shtar Shikhur? How do I know that a get needs a Zman? What daf? Pei Vav and Av, the Mishnah Gittin. Where was it quoted? Gimel and Beis. How do you know a Shtar Shikhur needs a Zman? Gemara Nivom, Islam and Av and Beis. Yes? Because Gemara, they're talking about why there's no Zman by Shtar Kedushin, which we're going to call on Nate in a moment. So Gemara has a line to say what? Oh, some of your Makaz Makaz, the Shtar, they didn't want to make a uniform. Gemara says, that's ridiculous. And Evid also. Some guys buy with Kesef. Some guys buy with Shtar. We still have his mom. And don't you dare tell me that it's like Rashi, Shtar Mecher. It's talking about selling an Evid. It's talking about freeing an Evid. Because it's talking about Shtar Mecher, it should have said Karkos. Because some people buy Shtars, really said Kesef and Shtar. So the bottom line is, the fact that it didn't bring him Karkos, it's talking about liberty, freeing the guy. And the other shot is that what? If it's talking about Mechir Seven, it's not possible if there's no Zman, Taka. If it's a financial star. It's not possible. That star is not possible if there's no Zman. Okay? So obviously we're talking about liberty, freeing. If it's written down as Zman, it's possible. So why was it not on the list? Now I ask you, Nate, okay? Fill in the blank for us. Why, Taka, is there no date on a Star Kedushin. Go ahead.
Mara says that it's real common we use Kesa. We don't need a Zman by Kedushin, but by Shari of others, it's real common we do Star, not Kesa. We need a Zman there.
Right, but doesn't the Gemara continue?
It does.
So what does it say? Do you remember?
There's no possible way, if you can put a date, there's no...
Excellent. There's no possible way to put a date on a Star Kedushin. Why? Go ahead.
You can't leave the Star with anybody. The wife or children.
Listen to this, guys. Nate's saying it very clearly. Who are you going to leave it by? Go ahead.
It was with a wife, and she was Mizana with somebody else, she would post-date it. She would change the time and post-date it.
To say that she was single. Excellent.
If the husband, you do the reverse. If you
left the Star Kedushin by the husband, he would what?
Predate it.
To do what? To make sure that she would get killed?
Right.
What'd you say?
For his niece.
He would try to what?
He'd try to predate it.
So even if she was Mizana. Not that she'd get killed, but he would also post-date it, right?
Post-date it.
To also make sure that she was single, yes? And what's the third possibility?
And the Adam.
Keep it by the Adam then.
But they can't testify off it because it says the
PM will be. Excellent. They have to remember on their own. They can't remember from the Star. So the Gemara says what? What is the Maskana then? The Gemara says, Iachi, why don't you say the same thing by Gerushin? Why do we insist upon a date by Gerushin? You have the same issue. So what's the answer?
The wife isn't, it's close for her here. She won't change anything and she'll just, there's no reason for her to change anything because there it's, she can do something.
There it's the saver, right? Here it's Lechova. Why is it Lechova? Because the Zman and Kedusha, if you're Misakin Zman, she's Mizana, she's going to hide the Star or erase it, right? And she wants to make the status of what? So you don't have a choice. You can't give it to her. By Gerushin Lamaisa, it's Latzala Dida. We're not Chayshu, she's going to erase it. Because the Eidim come and say she's Mizana, right? She'll be on the status of an Eidim anyway. So Lamaisa, if they're not Misakin Zman, he could what? He could cover up for her. So the Gemara says at the end of the day, Ari, you follow this? Binyamin, you got this? Excellent, Nate. It comes out at the end of the day that there's no way to put a date on a Star Kedushin. There is a way to put a date on a get. And there is a way to put a date on a Star Shikra, which we do. But by a Star Kedushin, there's no way to do it. Because no matter what you do, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be erased. Leave it by the woman, leave it by the man, leave it by the Adam, you're going to have a problem. That's what the Gemara says here with Farish. Leave it by the Adam, they can't do it. Jog their memory by looking, they don't remember when it was. They have to remember on their own, not by looking at the Star. This is what the Gemara says, lock, stock, and barrel, and Yavam, Islam, and Alpha, and Base. So I want you guys to know this din. A date is by a Gedisha, by a Star Shikra, not by a Star Kedusha. So Tosis Kasha has even been bolstered now. From us saying over to Gemara, why is it not on the list? Now, I was thinking to myself, the following: a date is only the Rabbanan. Didn't we get through saying that criterion is still on the table?
No.
Is that criterion still on the table? It wasn't though. Didn't we say we're only saying the Rabbanans and not the Arises? Right? For fakir, that would make it worse.
Yeah. Right.
That would even make it worse. It wouldn't help you make it worse. But nevertheless, that criterion was rejected anyway. Okay? So that's why Tosis Kasha is so strong. So I want you to get down. Please get it. I want you to get it down. We do have a Zman on the Star Shikra as well. Why? Why do we have a Zman on the Star Shikra? So I gave you Tyson getting you Zion and Manaf. What does Tyson say there? Dear Masim Ibn Nay? Because the Adon won't be able to sell the Evid after what? After he freed the guy. You know what he's going to do? He's a very mean guy. He's not a trustworthy guy. He's a horrible guy. You know what he's going to do? He's going to free the Evid, and then after he's going to turn around and sell the Evid to someone else. And lie. Because there's no date there. So we need a date there. That's what Tyson says. Where? Getting you Zion and Manaf. Get it down. Dibramaskim Ibnay. You got that? Guy's going to free the guy and he says, oh, he finds out a day later he was just sold to someone. And he's going to be believed because there's no date. Now, Taisin Yavamis on Ya'alam and Alphabet gives a difference for her. Why they make a date? In order to know when he's also to a shift and Mutter of Askairin. Please get that down. These are two different Taisin. Now, what does the Ramban and Rashbon Yavamis say? Second one is to know when he's mutter with a bas Yisrael and when he's also with a shivcha. Because once he goes a free man, goes a mikveh, he becomes mutter bas kain. I mean, mutter bas kain, rather. That's Tyson Yavam, Islam and Alpha and Beis. Okay? Yes, Binyamin.
By virtue of the fact that he needs to go to the mikveh again, the shtar, the date of the shtar itself, unless he goes right away.
We assume he's going to go right away. We'll assume he'll go right away. I understand. I understand. I understand. I understand. Your kash is really strengthened if you're all like the Romney needs few steam in your eyes. Holy Mukiyos is only the Rabbanon. He really is Munter. It's just a side the Rabbanon. Your kash is really only a kash according to the Rambam. But let's assume they did it right away.
I was thinking more that.
See what Binyamin's asking? You're not Munter to Bas Achor unless you go to the mikvah. It's not just a Star Shuk, you need to go to the mikveh. So I'm assuming that we're assuming that they're going to go the same day. That's what you got to say. Okay? Yes?
But you can strengthen the kasha instead of saying that kind of like Bafa Aposo, that you can say that, oh, like say that your Ebed is kind of like Tobias for Ramel, and you really like him so much, and he was Boel a Bas Yisrael. So you're gonna predate the Shtar Shichror, and so that way, oh no, he was free the whole time. I don't know what you're talking about, and it's totally mutter.
So you want to save him, you mean?
So you might want to save him, and then
he's not gonna get killed anyway. It's a lav though. It's a lav. It's a lav. It's Malkus. Malkus, but it's still bad. But I would say if he's like Tevi, he's not doing that. He's not gonna do an Isser. Tevi was a tzaddik.
Tevi was beloved. That was
the I understand, but he was a tzaddik. So there's no concern with that. That's what you have to say. We're not chayshish. Yes, Yisrael, what do you say?
I'm going to address my kasha, but it was really like, what would be the purpose if the owner has bylos over the Eved, why wouldn't he just sell him right? If he wants to sell him, why would he release him and then sell him?
No, I'll give you a scenario. He had second thoughts, and he messes him over now. He says, you freed him, and then he says, did such work, he wants him back. So he sells him. Might as well get cash. So we need to avoid that. You can come up with a scenario.
Even we bought him for a little bit, and then he sets free him, and then he bought him. I think that's Chris Lamar somewhere. He puts him on the market, and nobody buys him, nobody wants to buy him, and then he frees him, and then he says, actually, I want to buy him.
Could be. That would be another scenario. Kumar has that later on for MMA. Similar case. Excellent. Everyone's saying good. Okay, but I want to get the Ramban and Rashban Yevamos. Let's get it. What do the Ramban and Rashban Yevamos say? This is what I was saying to you before, Aryeh, that I think what you were covered to a little bit yesterday. Because I said, the Gezer Mishum Kulchem, we apply to what? Gedishas? They say like this. I want you to get this. Ramban, Rashban, Yevamos say, you with me, Eliezer? They equated Eved to the didn't get because we learned law. So Eved is Shaykh Peyre too. What's Peyre? What's Peyris for Avadim? Jonathan Linden. You with me? It's not really Peyris, but it's what? Mizonos. Might see a dying. When does he start keeping his own salary? When he goes free. So that's exactly what it means. It's Mishum's. We need a date to know when he can keep his own salary. And Mishum's Nus, because maybe he'll be Baal of Bas Yisrael or a Shivcha, and the Adam's going to Mechapa, like Binyamin just said, that he already was a Ben Charan or he's still an Eved. Whichever way you want to say it, we need to avoid that. So you're Mechavin to it, Lamaisa. So if I ask you, bottom line, it's interesting that Tysus himself doesn't say it, but that wasn't the goal of Tysus here. But you would have thought that Tysus would have thrown in the line why we do it. Tysus just says, I want you to know something. There's a Zman by Gedisha. There's also a Zman by what? Evik Naini. And he proves it from the Gemara Yevamos, but he doesn't tell you why. I just gave you three reasons in Rishon and why. You got that? If I ask you on the Bechina, okay, let's put it down. Let's put that on the Bechina. We'll put it on the Bechina for Thursday. Okay, Blinetta. Three reasons why. What are the three reasons why there's a Zman by Star Shikra? Tell you, get you a Zion and Manav says why? Can't hear you. Because you might not sell them to someone else after you got free. Tyson Yevamos says, because why? We want to know when he's also Shifcha Mutter Bas Yisrael. And the Ramban and the Rashba say it's basically based on law. But then he adds in, there's also an issue of Maaseh Yadayim and also the notion of Znus that he won't be Mechapet. Okay? That's what we got. So we're still left with Tyson's Kasha. Why is it not on the list?
Who's the third Rishon?
The Ramban and the Rashba. They say it's based on law. So I was thinking, Aryeh, based on this third answer, that would answer my Kasha about Kulchem. Don't get so far hit, David Hirsch, about the Zegzeri Mishum Kulchem. Zegzeri Mishum Kulchem is by Gedisha. Why would you say that by Star Shikur? Because we use La as a model. And if there was a Zegzeri by Gedisha, we make the Zegzeri also by what? By Star Shikur. Aryeh, did you hear what I just said? That would answer my kasha. Because I didn't see anyone asking. But I'm saying they're basically saying it for a takanas chachamim here too also. It's a little different though. That's a takana. This is a gzeira. You hear what I'm saying? Zman is a takana. Date is a takana. That's a gzeira, you know. Shum gocha. But it's a similar thing. Okay. Yes, Nate. Go ahead.
I was just a little like weirded out by this. This is under Dior Maslow, keeps telling Mills and Dillis that we just relate to the
Kedushin. Yes.
It doesn't make any reference to the fact that this is something that doesn't happen on the Kedushin. Of course, the Gemara never says that this is it happens. He says it happens in Kedushin. It happens in Eben. He never says it doesn't happen. You don't need a Zman in Kedushin. Maybe he uses the words.
Well, he never uses those words, but again, his kasha is on.
So you need to know that for the kasha.
What do you mean?
He doesn't specify that. We have the new categories that these things are.
Well, he's referencing it when he says Kedamrim and Perek Arba'achin. If you look up that Gemara,
well, guess,
it's black on white there that Kedushin there is no Zman.
I was using that to say that Kedushin and Eved are.
Right, I understand, but when you look up that Gemara, it says black on white, it says that what? There's no Zman. So it fits the bill beautifully. Okay, it's a good har. I'm glad you brought that up. Fits beautifully. So his cash is right there. Why is date not there? Why is his Zman not there? Nate's pointing out, the Gemara says Beferish, guys, in Shas. It says that a Gedisha needs a date. Mishnah Pevah, Manav, Kimon, Bez, we saw it. Star Shikra needs his man. According to Rashi, it's Beferish in the Gemara. According to Rashi only. That's against two. It's only according to Rashi, not like, I'm sorry. It's not, according to the Tosis, it's Beferish that it's talking about a Star Shikra. According to Rashi, it's talking about selling the Evid, yes? So is there a Gemara Beferish in Shas that a Star Shikra needs his man? Only according to Tosis there is, not according to Rashi. That's a good kasha for a Bechina too. Okay? Someone would ask you. Someone stops in the middle of the street today. Is there a Gemara in Shas that says a Shtar Shikra needs his man? Yeah. Tosis says in Gittin, Yudam Av, there's a Gemara. What the Aflam Yuvamas Laman Av is. Not according to Rashi, there's Yuvamas. And then as Nate points out, if you look up that Gemara, the Gemara does say black and white that a Shtar Kedushin does not have a Zman. So it fits the bill of the criterion. We're teaching only things that are possible by getting Shtar Shikra that don't apply to Shtar Kedushin. So the kasha is strong. Yeah, Nate, what do you say?
Well, it seems like Rosh Hashanah also, like Ramban and Rashba also holding on Tosfos, that there, you need a Zman for not just Mechiras, and they've also...
Yes. Rosh Hashanah do not hold like Rashi. Yes, good horror. Well said. Rosh Hashanah say you need a date too by Star Shikra. Okay, we've led up to a lot of suspense here now. Let's see Tyson's Terrence now. Go ahead, Yisrael. Yesh Lomar, go ahead. Since we're ruggling to make a date by Chol Shtaros, yes? People do it. People do it by all stars, including what Shtar Kedushin, even though they're not Chayiv. It's like an official thing. Go ahead. What does it mean, Lo Tanya Hacha? Because practically, since it's done, they didn't teach it in the Brisa. Because we're only teaching things that are done for Gedish and Shtar Shikur. Since it's done for other things, yes? Since it's done for other things, yeah? Therefore, it didn't make the list. This brings us to one of my legs, the Marsha and Yeshua. Now, you know, I see you didn't like the answer of Tysus, huh?
No.
Okay. But we got to, you don't understand it. You know, we don't understand it. What do you mean? So, Zuck the Marsha. The Marsha says, and I want you to get this down. It's amazing. You know what's resurrected here, says the Marsha? You guys tell me. What's resurrected? The original answer that we had in the middle of Tesamah Base. Ki milsa de leisa bishtaros. Milsa de isha bishtaros loktani. Wow. Please get that down. The Marsha said that answer has been resurrected. That's what he wants to say. That's what he wants to say to the Marsha. So then he asks, but lafida maskana the Gemara, didn't the Gemara reject that? Yes? Didn't the Gemara reject that? So, the Gemara rejected that, didn't it? Fido Maskar, the Maskanas of Gemara, Tosis said it. Tira Maskal Milsa. Tosis rejected that. Remember he said that the Gemara rejects that answer? Remember that in Tosis Tira Maskal Milsa? Remember Tosis said in Tira Maskal Tessim Ebed Tira Maskal Milsa? Didn't we say that? How to learn up to Tosis? You remember that? He's holding like the other Terrence.
The second answer.
With the, you know, with the din of what? Dina Machusadina, right? Remember we said he's rejecting that Terrence? So you see Beferis, the what? The Marsha says, Fina Maskana, when it says Milsa Yisra Kedushin, it's getting out of that Terrence, no? Of Yisra Bishtaris. Yeah? So it seems like, says the Gemara was what? Was closer with that there. So he says like this. Since people are ragel the right of chol shtaris, what does chol shtaris mean here? What does the word chol shtaris mean here? Exactly. Excellent. That's what he means, says the Marshal. Tais didn't mean shtar shtaris, dini mamas. He meant shtar kedushin. And therefore, we're not going back to that teretz at all. So Taisus meant, when he said shtar shtaris, excellent, Nate, he meant kedushin. Okay? I understand that, but Taisus says he meant kedushin. That's what you have to say. Because that answer was rejected.
But it doesn't say shar. It says the whole shar.
I understand that, Lamaisa. I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
So it's not even excluding, like, that's what he says.
The Kavanas is regilin, I say, b'chol ashtaros. What is b'chol ashtaros? I'll tell you what he means. B'chol ashtaros, but what is it germane to us when you say the phrase b'chol ashtaros? What is germane to us? He's just saying practically what's done in the bookkeeping world or what's done in the courts. What's done in business regions, in business areas, in business arenas, it's done b'chol ashtaros. But what's germane to us, what does it mean? Kedushin. That's what the Marshal is learning from Taisus. He's talking about practically what's done on the ground. What's done on the ground in the business forums is done b'chol ashtaros. What's germane for us in our Gemara meant shtar kedushin. That's what he means, because he's talking about practically what's done. But he means to say it fits our bill of shtar kedushin. Now, I agree, I hear everyone's upset by that, and that might be why the Pnei Yeshua argues. Get it down. Pnei Yeshua, on Tessim Beis, argues on the Marshal, and he says that Taisus is resurrecting that teretz. That's what he says. Pnei Yeshua says that Taisus is keeping with that teretz. He's cholik on the Marshal, and he said, remember, the Tom member Tosa Tessim Beis said the two Lashonas are not arguing. Remember that? He learned that at the Gemara. So it comes out that the Gemara remember we said Taisus is holding Lamaisa that there is a Dina de Malchus. Remember we said that according to the Pnei Yeshua, Lamaisa Taisus are holding the two Lashonas are not arguing over there. You know, Dina Malchus Adina or only Shtar Akinin, not Shtar Raya. They're really not arguing. The second tier is talking about a case where there's no Chokom Malchus. When there's a Chokom Malchus, the second tier is Moda Dina Malchus Adina. But it comes out according to Marshal, according to Pnei Yeshua, we are resurrecting Taisus. So I want you to get this. There's a fundamental machlokes between the Pnei Yeshua and the Marshal as to whether that teretz sticks or not. Shar Shtaros Ketani or not. Taisus, Marshal says, no, it's a new klal kedushin. No. The Pnei Yeshua says, no, it's resurrecting that teretz. It's funny, yesterday in the Chabur and the Kalai also pointed out a machlokes Marshal Pnei Yeshua, whether the din of tefillah b'zman mitzvah applies to kalim. Going to the mikvah in time is a mitzvah. So machlokes whether it's a mitzvah or not. Machlokes Rabbeinu Chanan or Rabbeinu Tam. Does that apply to kalim? If you have kalim and they're already, you know, they're tumen, now they're ready to be tar, is there a mitzvah to do it on time? Interesting, no? Interesting machlokes. Whether it applies to what? Whether it applies to kalim or not. So now we come up with another machlokes, Marshal Pnei Yeshua, the Pshat and Taisus. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Nate. What do you say?
Is it possible to say it's supposed to be holding by all of them? Derabanan, this one, and Milsa, the Lace of Sharas, and also Vishen? It's possible to hold them all three?
I don't know what that means, because once you say B'chol Ashtaris, you're like including, you know what I mean? Are you either constricting it to Kedushin, or are you applying it to all Ashtaris, you know? It's either one or the other, you know? So it depends upon how you treat that word B'chol Ashtaris here in Taisus. I would have said like the Marshal, that he means Ashtaris because what would they do on the ground? But for our purposes, he meant Kedushin. But the Pnei Yeshua wants to say not. Pnei Yeshua is saying Chiddush that those two Terutzim and Laman of Bez are not arguing. Pashut Shat, they are arguing. Yeah, go ahead, Ben Yomin.
The only issue with how to read like the Marashah that I would say really sticks is the Marashah is saying, oh, well, what's germane to us is just Kedushin. The problem is that that's not true, because what we're discussing when it comes to our coves, and we're talking about all these other things.
What I mean, what's germane to us within the pshat of Taisus, when he's rolling along, he means kedushin.
Right,
that's what he means.
I
hear what you're saying. Well taken, well accepted. But what I meant to say that was germane with the rolling on of Taisus, he's treating only kedushin. And that's why Zman did not make the bill, because it's actually done by Kedushin. You're right. In theory, Pnei Yeshua would say like you. Pnei Yeshua would applaud you and say it has a big nafkamina, and in fact, that terrace is being resurrected. Marshal will not hear of it.
Sure, but
that's what Taisus is saying.
To say it's just that, oh, as Tosa is going along, that's what just, yeah, they happen to have in mind.
I don't think. I think it fits in good. Look what he says. V.A. Shlomar, read it again, Yisrael. He's talking about what's done on the ground. You go to Side Sims Business School. I don't know wherever you're going to go for business. Wharton, or you're going to go to Harvard or Yale for business. Wherever you're going to go for an MBA, right? It doesn't make a difference. You can learn much more things when you go to the business school. What you learn on the ground, and that's what tells the answer. Read again, V.A. Shlomer. V.A. Shlomer, the what? That's what he's saying, on the ground. What do guys practically do? You give me all these theories in Sai Sims, whatever you want to learn, it means nothing. In the Diamond District, once you shake your hand, you're done. That's the deal. The deal is done, mazel and bracha, and if you go back, you're a bad guy. Okay? I didn't learn that in my Sai Sims course, who cares? That's the din of Simtuta. You shake hands on it, mazel and bracha, that's the deal. You bought the diamond. Done. You follow what I'm saying? That's what he means when he says that, Binyamin. Okay? But in theory, the Pnei Yeshua would say like you. That's why I think he means like the Marshal. But okay, it's a machlekes. Okay, let's get the next Nakuda. And then on Sunday, we're going to have to do the next Tisis. Some more in them. And then Monday, we'll have Chazar. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll have Chazar, Bezrat Hashem. And Thursday, we'll have a Bechina. I would like to have Shuran Thursday, too. So let's do the Bechina when? In the morgue. We'll do it in the Bismedrash there. Okay? We'll just do it in the base matters there. All right? And then we'll have Shia regular time. What did you say, Nate? No, it's not. We're not done yet. We got to do. We have a Rashi. Yeah, we're going to have written. It'll be very easy. Kind of like I gave a little bit of vocab. We'll do the same style like that, okay? Be very short and easy. But I want to have Shia Thursday, too. We'll have to see what we'll say Shia on. It's not a problem, okay? What were you going to say? Okay, you got that? Now let's comment on the Rashi. And then that'll leave us for the Tisus and other Inyan we could do on Sunday. Rashi made a comment here on Yudam and Aleph. What did Rashi say? You see Rashi Damasco Parchinen? You see that in Rashi where it says Parchinen? Parchinen Chazar. Remember Rashi said Parchinen Chazar? You guys have the word of Parchinen Chazar Gufa? Remember we said that Rashi said he gave over Star Kedusha to the Shliach and then your Chozabal. Because it's not a schus to get married. Remember, we pointed that out. We said, "What are you talking about?" Tav lemesav tanu lemesav armalu. Gemara said, "What daf in kedushin?" Memal from off. Excellent, Nate. It's better to be married than to be single. There was a rav that said that in the 50s that this doesn't apply to zman hazeh. The rav went crazy on the guy. I shouldn't say on the guy. On the rav. The rav says crazy. What he says is apikorsis. The chamer mekoveh. This said a woman wants to. You don't say then it doesn't exist anymore. And that other Rav, was a Tamachal, but he had very liberal opinions, very liberal shittas. But I want you to know something. Just because someone has liberal shittas, you don't trash someone. I remember of Shechter Shlita told us about this Rav, that when he was a Rav in a certain shul, this Rav that said this, the Rav was Chaylikan, on Friday night after shul, before he would go home, he would go to every widow's home and say Kiddush for them. It's a big mussar though to us also. You know, first of all, we spoke about last night not trashing shittas, but also, people are complicated. You might not agree with the person on halacha, shkafet. That doesn't mean he's a bad person and that you can't learn something from him. I remember it made a big impression on me, you know, because I know Rav Shechter also does not hold of his shittas at all. But he told us specifically about that on Hagen. That it was a very tremendous chesed that he did. Probably took a long time if he had a lot of widows in the shul before he came home every Friday night. So we have to think about that. So this is what I want to discuss now, and then before we get to the Chumash, very quickly. The Marsha and the Marim Shif, please get this. Say, based on the Gemara and Yudbezim and Aleph, that Kabbalah Saget is a Chova for a woman. Why is it a Chova for a woman, Kabbalah Saget? She's mutter to marry everyone else, because she loses what? She loses what? What did Rashi say, guys? What did she lose? She loses Mizonos. That's why it's a Chova. That's what Rashi's driving at, the Gemara and Yudbezim. Both the Marsha and the Marim Shif say that. So too here, Lomais, it is a schus for the woman because she's going to get mizonos. But at the same time, she's what? At the same time, she's usher the whole world. That's why Rashi comes and says what? Wait a second. An arusa doesn't get mizonos yet. If she would get mizonos, that would make it a what? A schus. But she doesn't get mizonos yet at the time of the Arison. Please get that down. That's what Rashi's coming to say, says the Marsha on the Marim Shif. Are you got me? It's a beautiful vort. Because the mizonos is transforming into a chwat, into a schus. But she doesn't get it till she's in the suin. But says the Dvar Yaakov, one second here, let's pilpul. Even if the Arusa had mizonos, There's a sad chov because why? She can't marry another man. She becomes us or everyone else. So that should make it not a schus. Just like we find by a get, a married woman. Why is a get a chov to a married woman? Because why? Because she loses her mezonos. Even though you might have a sad schus, but if there's a tzad chov, the tzad chov l'churu what? Wins. It's a great kasha, no? You hear this pilpul, the Bar Yaakov says, you have a tzad schus, tzad chov. It should be labeled as a chov.
Then being married is.
What'd you say?
Being married is a chov.
Okay, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
So everything's always a chov then.
That's what he's saying, Lamas. He's saying Sarach Bir. He's saying Sarach Bir, Lamas. Even if Rashi makes it seem the clincher, Benji, is if she would have got mezonos. What are you talking about? Even if she had got mezonos, as long as there's any tzad chov, it's a problem. You're right. That's what he's asking. So Rav Nachum Parchovich addresses this. I want you to get this. The Yeshiva the Mir. That's all. And he says in Os Reish Chav Beis, he was omen on this, and he says that Rashi's talking about a case where she agreed to the kedushin afterwards. So it came out of the mafreya, it was a schus for her. So she didn't care that she was usher the whole world. That's why Rashi has to say right now why it's not a schus. Because we're talking about a case where she's happily married to this guy. So the mafreya, it turns out that it's a schus. So why talk, is it a chov? Because she doesn't get mezonos now. That's why. No, Rav Nachum Parchovich says that what we're talking about here is a situation where she was very happy she was mekudesh to this man. She likes this man. So it doesn't bother her that she's us to the whole world. So it turns out that's a schus for her. So Rashi's coming to say, even in that case, it's a chol. Because at the time of Erison, she still doesn't get mezonos. That's what Rav Nachum Parchovich says. That's what Rashi's talking about, that particular case. Od Yesh Lomar, he says. There's a Tosis in Gittin Yud Gimel and after Masko Avda that says where the schus is more than the chov, it's always called the schus. And Rashi's saying the schus of Mizonos is adif on the chov of being asur l'chol olam. Tosis in Gittin Taka says when the schus is more than the chov, that kasha that Dvar Yaakov said there's aspect of schus, aspect of it's called the chov, it's not true. Tosis says if the aspect of schus, aspect of chov, it's called the schus. And that's why Rashi says the chus of mezonos is adif on the chova. That's us all along. The problem is here, she doesn't get mezonos, so that's why it remains a chov. That's a second shot, Lamaisa, that the Dvar Yaakov, I think, Lamaisa wants to say on his own. So you have the Rav Nachum Parchovich's answer, and you have the Dvar Yaakov's answer based on the Tosfos in getting you to give him an out. Okay, let's close with a word from Chumash. Okay? You know,